And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. A suspect is scheduled to appear in tribal court today in the death of a one-year-old girl on Montana's Fort Peck Indian Reservation. But much remains unknown in the case. Citing the ongoing investigation, authorities have declined to identify the 42-year-old female suspect or say what charges she faces. They also would not say how Kensley Olson died or whether the woman and baby were related. Authorities initially said Kensley was abducted from her home this week in the small town of Poplar. The girl was found dead Wednesday. FBI spokeswoman Sandra Yee Barker could not confirm whether authorities still believe she was kidnapped. It was the second major event in recent weeks to rattle residents of the sparsely populated reservation near the U.S.-Canada border. Authorities say in February, a four-year-old was abducted from a Wolf Point park by a man who sexually assaulted and then tried to kill her. A former Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's deputy charged with hitting and pulling a gun on a man while drunk at a party has received a deferred sentence. The Independent Record reports that Philip J. Clark was given a deferred sentence of 18 months yesterday after pleading guilty to charges of negligent endangerment. Felony counts of assault with a weapon and criminal endangerment had been dropped as part of a plea deal. Clark is accused of hitting a man several times and eventually pulling a loaded weapon on him during a party at his home in December. Clark, who resigned from the sheriff's office after the incident, has been ordered to relinquish his public safety officer standards and training certificate and stay away from alcohol. It may be a while before a 2,000-gallon gasoline spill is fully cleaned up outside Alberton. A tanker truck carrying 6,000 gallons of fuel wrecked just west of the town yesterday afternoon. Missoula City County Environmental Health Specialist Travis Roth says the gas fumes probably will not affect local homeowners, but he adds,
the next concern is groundwater contamination, and that can go further. So as part of the investigation, the environmental consultant will likely be testing the neighboring wells.
The initial environmental investigation will start within the next few weeks, but could last as long as a couple of years. Roth estimates the local aquifer is about 120 feet underground. He says there's no sign of any water contamination at this time. The remaining 4,000 gallons of fuel were safely offloaded from the wrecked tanker, and all the wreckage has been removed. The driver was not injured. The accident investigation continues. A federal judge is demanding jailed former billionaire Tim Blixeth reveal what happened to hundreds of millions of dollars he diverted from a luxury Montana resort. The order, for the first time, requires Blixeth to file a complete inventory of assets that his creditors have been chasing for years. The decade-long legal saga began when Blixeth fraudulently transferred money from the Yellowstone Club for his personal use. The resort went bankrupt in 2008. A federal magistrate judge is considering whether trial can be held next month in Las Vegas for rancher Cliven Bundy and 18 other defendants in an armed confrontation with government officers 2 years ago. Federal prosecutors want to push the date back due to the number of defendants and the exceptionally large number of evidence that will be need to be exchanged with defense attorneys. Three of the 19 defendants say they'll exercise their right to a speedy trial. Gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte has said in a recent campaign speeches that Facebook passed over Montana as a location for a data center, mainly because of the state's business equipment tax. But a spokesman for the internet giant says the Bozeman Republican never spoke with Facebook officials. In a news conference this week announcing his tax relief proposal, Gianforte said he had talked with the company about building a data center in Montana. Gianforte asserted that the biggest barrier for Facebook was the business equipment tax. Gianforte's plan includes scrapping the tax. Facebook spokesman Andy Stone says no discussions with Gianforte took place and the tax was not the reason the company isn't locating here in Montana. Gianforte stands by his comments, adding that he spoke with the Facebook executive last fall. A new report shows that visitors to Yellowstone National Park spent nearly $500 million in communities around the park in 2015. The National Park Service's report says that last year's visitors spent more than $493 million in local communities through direct spending and labor income, the highest total recorded in 4 years. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that the money was spent in several local communities, including towns of West Yellowstone and Gardner. According to the report, the largest portion of visitor money went to hotels near Yellowstone for a total of $160 million. Restaurants received about $80 million in visitor spending. Officials are expecting more visitors this year as the National Park Service celebrates its 100th anniversary. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien. Thanks for joining us.